This is WLVR. Two things to know about Natalie Santos and Wesley Butler. They are young, both college students at Kutztown University, and they won their primary election races for city council. Santos will face a Republican challenger in largely Democratic Allentown, and Butler is unopposed for his seat in Reading. They didn't have a class together or even know each other, but say they were inspired by the racial justice protests of the summer of 2020. WLVR's Genesis Ortega sat down with both recently to talk about the experience of seeking office when just barely in their 20s.
Let's talk about campaigning for a bit. Ms. Santos, you didn't campaign in a traditional way. For instance, you almost gave no interviews, you didn't go to public events or participate in forums with your opponents. So how do people get to know who you are?
If I'm not comfortable doing something, I set that boundary and I don't do it. But I do realize that in order to be a good candidate, people have to know who I am. And we do that through like our website. We have micro content that we share on our social media. But I will be doing more like public events and forums, especially now that I won the primary.
What do you say to people? There are some people that are saying that you won because of a name confusion with small business owner Santo Napoli, who was also on the ballot. What do you say to that?
Honestly, our names aren't really that close, just like our first two initials and they're reversed. But besides that, it's not really that confusing. So I don't know. Unless like you're not really doing your research on a candidate, I don't understand why people would confuse our names.
How does that make you feel when people say that?
It's kind of like invalidating. I feel like people just don't want to believe that a young Latina bisexual person has won this seat.
How did you do it? I mean, you were up against much more experienced opponents. How did you win? What do you credit your success to?
My team, we had Greek Life get involved. They helped us recruit volunteers for May 18th. Oh, and especially my running partner, Eric Rodriguez, he was a huge and very vital piece to my success.
Mr. Butler, let's talk about your campaign style. I mean, you edged out a four-term incumbent. What was that campaign like for you?
I would say going door to door was, my best bet. Going to the city residents or my constituents' doors and asking them, what change they would like to see in the city. I think it meant more to them, and it showed when it came to the polls. So,
and you're both fairly young. It's rare to see 20-something-year-olds involved in local politics, much less winning at this level. How different are you than your older council colleagues?
I feel like there isn't much of a difference because we're young and we haven't like had that experience in a government job or like a professional setting. But we've lived in our cities long enough to know like what needs to change and what needs to happen. And I feel like in order to be a good representative, you need to just care about your people.
Do you anticipate there being any generational gaps working with your other colleagues on council, Mr. Butler?
No, I always believe that we have to use the past to build a bridge to the future.
How do you plan to bridge any gaps?
City council is a team. And so just talking to my fellow council members, there are seven of us, so they hear my ideas and I hear theirs, and maybe compromise and, come up with some ordinances that will help benefit this whole city.
How do you handle people who say that you're too young to manage multi-million dollar budgets, with Allentown being the third largest city in the Commonwealth and Reading being the fifth largest city?
To that, I say that the people who have been in office have been mismanaging it this whole entire time. So why can't I try and fix it?
I tell people, we're young, but we're only getting older. We're willing to learn. We're willing to listen, most importantly. And so as long as we're willing to learn and we're willing to listen, I think we'll go on and do a great job.
Mr. Butler, what do your friends say? What do your parents say about you winning this seat?
My parents are very proud. My friends, they're very proud of me too. They tweet at me, DM me, and tell me, this is inspiring because, it's not normal for a 20-year-old to want to get involved in politics and participate.
So yeah. I'll ask you, what are your top three priorities? Have you given that any thought?
Number one, invest in the youth. That starts out in, parks and recreation and the activities. Kids need something to do after school. And it's not just in the right school district. Number two, quality of life. Three, I would say, bringing businesses into Reading. How Allentown has Dorney Park and Sports Fest. I'm a basketball player, so I've played at Sports Fest a million times. They have all these attractions that make people come to the city. And so I want to turn Reading into that.
Yeah. What about you, Ms. Santos? What would you like to focus on if you're elected?
I want to try and make Allentown like more green, as in reducing its carbon emissions and making our citizens more aware on how to properly recycle things and just making our city cleaner in general.
Would you say you running and even winning goes a long way in getting more young people involved in politics?
You know, older people say they want younger people to get involved. Why not, you know, allow them to become a city council member or run for any of these seats?
I would say the same thing. If you're young and you want to run for something and you feel like you can't, just do it, honestly. You only have to be 18 to run for mayor. Like, you can do it today.
Don't be afraid to fulfill your dreams, though. You know, just make sure you have a great team.
WLVR's Genesis Ortega spoke with Natalie Santos and Wesley Butler. They are both students at Kutztown University running for city council seats.